Another high school football season upon us here in the Nishna Valley, and we're getting a chance now to talk a little Atlantic football here with new head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, a lot of stuff going on here, getting ready for the season. You're just getting underway here with practice a little bit ago and kind of getting the guys geared up and ready to go for a new season here. Of course, you've been around the program, but now your first year stepping into the head coach role. You felt like that transition for you has gone good so far?
Yeah, so far so good. We've kept some similar terminology with the kids. A lot of the run game stuff will be very similar, so they're picking up on it quickly because they never really lost it there. Mm-hmm. So the kids have done a really good job of adjusting to a couple small things here and there, but when you can keep that consistency from year to year, you definitely build upon it with those grades. And we're really starting to see that the kids are doing a lot better job of knowing where to go, knowing what to do, and it's coming a lot quicker for them.
And I know you've got a few other guys within the staff that have been around the kids as well and familiar with them, so I'm sure that helps ease that transition too.
Yeah, we retained a lot of our staff from last year, starting with Coach Satoff's back, leading our defense. Lee will be our defensive coordinator again. The kids respond really well. Lee's been around the program. I think he moved to town, he said, in 94. So he's kind of been a staple in consistency really here for Atlantic on and off for many years. And we really lean on him for the tradition, the knowledge, the expertise there, especially with our younger staff that we have. Coach Molinex is back. Matt does a great job with our girls track team. He does a great job with our boys, with our secondary, our DBs, our speed and agility, our running. You can definitely tell our kids are getting faster. They're getting more athletic. So Matt does an excellent job. Oren Perkins is back. Oren kind of bounces around, kind of fills our needs. Running back coach, DB coach, helping out the D-line 1 year that I've all been on staff with him. So he's kind of that Swiss Army knife that we're really fortunate to be able to plug and chug. And then our athletic trainer is back. I always mention Andy. Coach Neiman does a great job with the kids. It's amazing to have that guy from the Cass County Medical that they allow Andy to come down and tape some ankles, work with the kids, some nicks, some bruises, some rehab or injuries, some big things that like takes another load off of us as coaches. Mm-hmm. That Andy's back and the kids really like and trust Andy with his knowledge and expertise, that it's super, super huge for all four of those guys to come back and be a part of the staff again this year.
Well, you mentioned you're keeping some things the same. I'm sure some's going to change as well. Everybody wants to put their stamp on the program. And I guess what are maybe some of those adjustments that you've made here so far that maybe is a little bit different for the kids?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. I'm very fortunate, extremely lucky in my football career to have such great coaches to steal from, to borrow from, to learn from. A little bit with Coach Blatt back with Harlan's offense running the pro. A lot of lead, counter, the toss game, using that fullback really well. Then going to Morningside with Coach Ryan, and the fullback doesn't exist. To have the spread offense, to be able to go into trips, dubs, work some different formations that a lot of teams hopefully won't see a ton of and make us hard to prepare for. Just be such a versatile offense there that we can give you a lot of looks that you have to prepare for, even if it's one or two formations, it's still time that the other team has to take out of their practice plan to prepare for. Mm-hmm. So hopefully some versatility is what I'm bringing to the offensive side of the ball, and then just some general knowledge to help Satoff out because he does a phenomenal job with our defense.
Well, and you've come off a successful campaign last year. You guys had a good taste of a good run, a 7-2 season, got to participate in the playoffs, and that always, I'm sure, helps build some of that confidence and some of that excitement for the program. Have you felt like that's helped carry over from last year to this year?
Absolutely. That senior class across the board, boys and girls sports last year, really set the tone here in Atlantic, being a district champion in football, Hawkeye 10 title in basketball for boys. The girls sports had seen some of the most mm-hmm. success that they've had in a long time mm-hmm. Across the board, multiple state qualifiers for boys and girls. The tennis team making a run with boys and girls both doing really well. And softball making their latest run mm-hmm. late into the tournament there. And end up with a successful Fort Dodge trip that they really have a taste, and you can see it in the weight room. We have a lot of kids busting tail in there and working harder and seeing that all those results came from those guys being in the weight room. Our offensive line last year was is kind of comical at times when we would line up and we're our middle three guys, Fuson's like 5'5", 5'6", Newell's no taller than that, and Kirkhoff, I think, was the intimidator at I give him 5'10 on a good day, like 5'9", but they got the job done. They got after it, and they were strong kids that they mixed it up in there just fine and had no qualms about it. And then Devin McKay was another senior up there that really got in the mix at maybe 5'11", 5'10". We didn't have the size, the monsters. We didn't come off the bus intimidating, but those kids got after it. So I'm hoping that they carry in that mentality and that hard work that senior class before them has set out.
Well, and you mentioned a lot of guys that set that example from last year's class, and that also doesn't mean that, of course, a lot of them departed. It was a big senior class that had a lot of big contributors. You know, you look up and down the stat sheet across the board, guys that played big roles, but hopefully that next wave is ready to step up and fill that void. You feel like that's coming around for you here early?
Yeah. When one class departs, another one has to step up. Our senior class has gotten with some nicks, some injuries last year, some experience, some taste of playing time. We're going to rely heavily on a lot of those guys in key spots there. Garrett McLaren would be a three-year starter that has some a lot of varsity experience. Dayton Templeton got in late, some varsity, some touches at corner. Ethan Sturm, if he didn't break his collarbone, was a starter for us last year. Gannon O'Hara saw some time on kickoff special teams, a little bit at corner. That those guys are going to be definitely leaned upon heavily there for their not vast knowledge of varsity football, but that's what we got. We got a young group of kids that are hungry to show what they can do now.
Yeah, and I guess that probably makes it kind of fun at the same time. You know, it's there's always a transition, and it's going to work out however it works out, but kind of unique, too, that it was a lot of seniors that left. Now you're stepping into the head coaching role, so there's that turnover, and now you've got a lot of young kids stepping in with maybe a fresh mindset to get after it as well. That sometimes is kind of fun, I guess, to blend that together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the kids are buying in to what I'm trying to sell. We're not really the flashy post stuff on Twitter, post stuff on Facebook. You won't hear much from us on pretty much any platform, and that's the way we like it. We're trying to get better. Stole it from Iowa State, but you get better in the dark. We don't really want to be on anybody's radar, just one game at a time mentality, and hopefully we get overlooked, and we're really going to surprise some teams this year with our youth, and our kids will get after it.
Well, and with a new year also comes a new district. You got a lot of new opponents here on the schedule from last year, moving back up a class, of course, once again. So that'll provide some new fun challenges as well. You don't know as much, I guess, about some of these teams that you'll line up against.
Yes and no. They're new teams this year, but it's kind of the same old story in the Hawkeye 10. Yeah. You know, you get Glenwood back in a non-district game. We see Shenandoah Kemper early. And then our district, we'll see Harlan, we'll see Creston, we'll see those teams. We had Seidel on the schedule previously in a couple years, but they've all changed a little bit. Creston is now, they're still big, they're still fast, they're a physical team, they're hungry from a year ago. Harlan coming off their state final run there, that they're going to be, they're more of fast, spread you out, triples, doubles, not quite what you're used to Harlan, where it's power eye, but when they want to, they'll get in the eye and ram it down your throat. Seidel, from when we played them a couple years ago, is now completely spread. We had ADM used to be in the district. Now we're back and forth with ADM. They're another spread team there. And then Knoxville's the really true outlier there that no one's really seen. They're kind of the dark horse there where you don't know what you're going to get. It's a long road trip for anybody that has to go down to Knoxville. That's going to be a tough, long trip to mentally get those high school kids ready and challenge them for a tough football game down there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Obviously, like you said, a lot of great challenges. You know when you're matching up against those Hawkeye 10 schools, you're going to get a good fight and a good effort. Early on here in the season, I guess, what are the things that you're really looking to see from your guys once you get going here and once you get into game competition?
Right now, it's all about speed of the game. You can't really simulate it, but we can sure as heck try. The varsity game's a lot faster than any JV or freshman game that these kids have played in. So getting them up to speed of what a varsity game looks like is huge. So we're definitely preaching speed to the football, flying around, having good energy, that good enthusiasm. And, well, we put on pads for the first time today, so we get shoulder pads and helmets, but it's kind of tough to see how physical you can get, but I think our speed element is definitely there of getting kids flying around and just trying to simulate what a varsity game speed is.
Well, and this will be the first year now as well. We have the opportunity to play a full season at the Trojan Bowl. Of course, there's some other challenges surrounding that now with the things that have happened there at the middle school grounds. So you've been fighting through some of that and will probably throughout the year. But I'm sure the kids are excited that they get to go out and play on that field every week.
Absolutely. It's a great field. It's a great environment. It's still the Trojan Bowl. There's still that Trojan Bowl magic that is always around. That there's a bit of an aura, there's a bit of a mystique around it, that it's still there. It's a phenomenal facility at night. If you've ever been there, if you missed the games last year for whatever reason, it's the brightest lights in town when they're on. Everything else is kind of dark around it, that it kind of shines and glows, that those kids are excited. They're ready to put on those black unis. They're really excited for when we finally go with those all blacks to get back to the ways of Atlantic football.
Well, Coach, we look forward to following your team here throughout the season. We appreciate you stopping in to give us a little preview here.
Yeah, hey, no, I appreciate it. And hopefully we got our first scrimmage August 20th. We're down at the Trojan Bowl. Hoping everybody can make it out to that. A little scrimmage against Carroll Public. They agreed to come down, and it'll be a good first matchup with Coach Rowe in his first year up there at Carroll with the Tigers.
All right. Get out and support the Trojans. Appreciate it, Coach.